The verses this morning are taken from Ephesians chapter 5. Be imitators of God, therefore, as dearly loved children, and live a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible, for it is light that makes everything visible. This is why it is said, "Wake up, O sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
So Stephen's going to come and talk to us now, and we're going to pray for him as he comes. Lord, we thank you for your servant Stephen. We thank you for all the work that he does in preparing for services. We thank you for his willingness to ignore it completely when you tell him to do something else. Please prepare our hearts and our ears to listen to whatever it is you need him to say to us today. Amen.
Amen. At his leaving service a couple of weeks ago, Bishop Peter said, the retiring Bishop Doncaster said, there is a very fine line between a long sermon and a hostage situation. So I apologise to those of you whose roast was cremated last Sunday because the preacher was a bit of a windbag. If you look at the timings on the sermon as it went online, it comes out at just a shade over 41 minutes. I maintain that 7.5 of those were you lot preaching because they were the bits that you'd done before I got back. And that's my excuse, and I'm sticking to it. So today, I have a timer on my watch, and it's set for 10 minutes, and I shall attempt not to go beyond it. So, slides. Have you got my slides? The clock's ticking here, you know. Yay! Top 10, another top 10 for you. Top 10 imitators. So, you've got 2 minutes. I'm going to stop the timer for that. 2 minutes, talk amongst yourselves. What do you think the top 10 things in this world that imitate other things are? Go on, talk to each other. Remember, this is a family service, please, the front row. Right, okay. Okay, I'm back on the clock. So, I'll go through my top 10. If you agree, cheer. If you disagree, boo. And if I haven't got yours by the time we get down to the number one, I'll just carry on with the sermon because I'm on a time limit. Number 10. Rory Bremner. Who said Mike Yarwood? Yeah, yeah. Who remembers Mike Yarwood? Yes, you're old. Congratulations. For those of a younger disposition, Mike Yarwood was my generation's Rory Bremner, and he was really good. Number 9. Fake goods. How many have ever ended up buying something that was a fake? Yeah. I bought some Lego off Facebook Marketplace, and it was so good a fake. I got the real one, and you put them side by side, you can't tell the difference between them. The fake was that good. Just didn't have Lego printed on everything. Fake goods. Number 8. A ditto. Hands up if you know what a ditto is. Yeah, it's a Pokemon. It's a Pokemon that copies other Pokemon. Come on, Pokemon Go. How am I supposed to know that? Number 7. Odo. From Star Trek. Hands up if you haven't a clue what I'm talking about. Well, there's a program called Star Trek. There's a shapeshifter, and he can become any shape he wants to. He's called Odo. And for some reason, the only shape he can't become is someone with a normal face. Number 6. Polyjuice potion. Harry Potter. In Harry Potter, there's a potion you can drink, and if you sprinkle a bit of somebody else in it, like a hair or a toenail clipping, you can become that person for an hour. You can imitate people. It's a story. It's a story, sadly. Number 5. The Early Learning Centre Happy Land Vicar. And on the left, Stephen Gardner. I have one of those on my shelf at home. When I first got it, I didn't match because at that point, these bits were dark. They're not anymore. Number 4. The TARDIS. Well, it's meant to be a good imitator. It's meant to be able to look like something to blend in. But it got stuck in the 1950s. So it's really good at pretending to be a telephone box, even though it isn't. Number 3. A chameleon. Did anyone get chameleon? Oh, well done, well done, well done. Can't keep you down. Right, number 2, Joel, can you make sure the PC sound is up for this one, please? Number 2 is the lyrebird from South Australia. Make sure the sound's nice and up, Joel.
He also, in his attempt to outsing his rivals, incorporates other sounds that he hears in the forest. That was a camera shutter. And again. And now a camera with a motor drive. And that's a car alarm. And now the sounds of foresters and their chainsaws working nearby.
Thanks to the patron saint of endangered animals, St. David of Attenborough. I remember watching that when it was first on, And I didn't believe it. I thought it was a fake. They actually do make those noises. Obviously, these days they don't, because cameras don't make that noise anymore. It probably now they go diddly dee diddly dee diddly dee dee. Right, number one. Children. How do children learn? They copy you. They'll repeat anything that you say. Anything. You can say the word thank you. So say thank you.
Thank you.
Say thank you. No, say thank you. You say one swear word and they'll say it in front of your mother. Children learn by copying. I didn't put it up. There's a fantastic video of children copying adults. So there's an adult walking across a plaza shouting into their phone. And there's a little boy dressed like his dad following afterwards. There's a mum sat in the car screaming at people as she's driving. And there's a little girl in the car seat at the back screaming. There's a little boy going up a dad going up an escalator smoking a cigarette. And a little boy behind with a cigarette in his hand. Children learn by copying. That's how children learn. They don't learn by doing weird lessons. They do by copying what they see. Can you put up the first Bible verse for me, please? Ephesians chapter 5. Be imitators of God, therefore, as dearly loved children. That's why it says in order to enter the kingdom of God, we have to be like little children. We have to learn like little children. We have to imitate God. We have to imitate Jesus in order to grow up into the life that he's called us to. And the only way you can imitate someone is to spend time with them. Children who don't spend any time with their parents end up imitating their teachers or their grandparents or their nannies. You can't imitate somebody you don't spend time with. Mike Yarwood and Rory Bremner spend hours and hours and hours and hours and hours watching the people that they want to imitate. Be imitators, therefore, like dearly loved, no, as dearly loved children, and live a life of love, just as Jesus loved us and gave himself up for us. We have to spend time with Jesus if we're going to learn what it is to be like Jesus. We have to be imitators of God. Why? Because we are God's dearly loved children. I now have 1:20 to deal with the most difficult Bible passage in the whole of Ephesians. We didn't have the reading of this. It's the bit that says, wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord. Husbands, love your wives. That bit. Utterly misused for centuries. Because they put in the Bibles, the NIV adds in little titles that aren't there in the original. And the little title for the NIV is in the wrong place. It should be a verse further up. Grab your Bible when you get home and have a look at where you put verse 21. Verse 21 says, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. Okay, that's the headline, that's the banner. Submit to one another. And then it says, wives, submit to your husbands as to Christ. It then says, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave up his life for her. A friend of mine a few years ago said, blokes, we have the harder task. They just have to submit to us. We have to give up our lives for them. But it's all under the banner of submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. So I disagree with those who teach that wives should submit to their husbands and don't teach that husbands should submit to their wives. It says it in the book. It's why it's so dangerous to take... My wrist is buzzing. I'm going to blow the budget by about 30 seconds. It's why it's so important not to take a Bible verse out of context. A verse out of context is a pretext. You take a verse out of context because you want to prove a point. not because you want to know what the Bible says. So go away and read Ephesians 5. The rest of it's brilliant. It's all about remembering that Jesus loved us and has saved us. It's all about remembering that it's His grace at work in us, just as we are gracious most of the time. Some of the time. Occasionally. My son's at the back going, randomly to our children. And it's about knowing that this is the these are the people that God has given us. We together are to imitate Jesus. We're to spur one another on. If you see somebody looking a bit like Jesus, try and look a bit like them. If you see Jesus at work, try and look a bit like him. Be imitators, therefore, of God as dearly loved children and live a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God.